Hi. Hey, sorry to bother you. I know it's kind of late. I live a few doors down and I wanted to check something with you. So, I've been hearing this weird sound in my place for a while now. Kind of like thumping or pacing. I thought maybe it was coming from the pipes or something. But I followed the noise and it sounded like it might be coming from this unit. I'm not complaining, I promise. I'm not one of those neighbors. Hey, maybe you've heard it too. Or maybe it's just me going a little crazy. Or maybe I just wanted an excuse to knock on your door. Who knows? You live alone here? Don't worry. You don't have to answer that. I'm not trying to be creepy or anything. I just haven't seen you around before. And I notice, well, everything. Anyway, sorry if I interrupted anything. I know that it's kind of awkward to just knock like this. I just moved in, and I've been trying to figure out if this building is cursed or if I'm just bad at picking apartments. Could be either, really. You've got kind eyes, you know that. You look like you weren't expecting company. Did I get you in the middle of something? You sure? You've got that. I don't know how to handle the situation. Look in your eyes. It's cute. Sorry, not trying to be too forward. I just tend to say what I think. Mind if I step inside for a second? Just to make sure that the noise isn't echoing from somewhere in here. I promise I won't stay long. Unless you want me to. You've got that face again, Dad. Is this really happening? Look. Don't worry, I don't buy it much. I mean, it could just be a loose vent or something. Or maybe there's a ghost. I'm kidding. So, what do you think? Can I come in just for a minute? I promise I'll behave. Unless you're into bad behavior. In which case, we'll see. Okay, wow. It's nice in here. Cozy. Smells really nice. Do you use something like incense or essential oils or... Wait. Don't tell me that that's just you, isn't it? Wow, that's kind of unfair. You're just gonna smell like that naturally? Dangerous. I'm joking. Anyway, sorry again for just showing up like that. I'm usually a little more subtle, but I figured, hey, new place, new neighbors, might as well start strong, right? Besides, you look way too curious to turn me away. So, what's your name? Nice. It suits you. Well, let's just say I'm not from around here. I mean, yeah, I live down the hall now, obviously, but before that, I was kind of drifting, I guess. This is the first place in a while that has felt like it could be home. Aw, you look like you weren't ready for deep emotional confessions tonight. Relax, I'm just messing with you, okay? Well, what about you? Have you been living here long? Oh, so you're a seasoned local, huh? That explains why you look so grounded. You've got that quiet, calm thing going on. Very root in the earth, steady. Very comforting. So, what do you do? Job, school? Okay, that makes sense. You strike me as someone with a good head. Not the type to chase chaos. Well, unless someone like me shows up at your door. Sorry, I know I'm kind of a lot. I get that sometimes. I don't mean to make people uncomfortable, I like to see how people tick, you know? You've got a really interesting way of holding yourself. Like, you're trying to be polite, but your shoulders are all tense. And your eyes keep flicking around like you're not sure where to look. Don't worry. You don't have to impress me. You already think that you're intriguing. And I trust my instincts a lot. You really don't know how good you smell, do you? Sorry, random thought. I have a really sensitive nose. Always have. Some people are visual or auditory. Me? Always scent. It tells you everything. Mood, intention, attraction. Anyway, so what do you do to unwind around here? Any favorite spots? Coffee shops? Bookstores? Abandoned rooftops? Oh, you are the type to keep to yourself, huh? Not a bad thing. Just means someone like me gets to drag you out of your shell a little. If you allow me, of course. You really are fun to talk to. Don't look at me like that. You've been squirming since I walked in. That's not a bad thing. I think it's kind of sweet. You're not used to someone being this direct with you, are you? Thought so. You're blushing. Don't try to hide it. Your ears are giving you away. And your scent just shifted. A little sharper. Excited or nervous. You know, it's really hard not to mess with you. You make it too easy. The way you look away when I lean in. The way your voice gets all quiet when I ask you something personal. I bet if I whispered something right here, you would lose your mind a little, huh? See? That look right there. That's the one. You're like a puzzle that solves itself. But I'm not trying to overwhelm you. I'm just enjoying myself. It's nice. Being around someone who's real, someone who doesn't put up a wall the second things get a little intense. Even if you are flustered out of your mind right now. You okay? Need me to tone it down a little? You can just tell me to, and I'll back off. But you won't say it, will you? No, I don't think you will. Because you're curious. You're wondering what I'll say next, what I'll do next. And you like it. You might not admit it out loud, but I can smell it on you. So, tell me something. Why did you let me in? Was it just politeness? Curiosity? Or was there something else? Maybe you liked how I looked. Or maybe you just couldn't say no to a pretty stranger standing at your door, asking to come in like a bad idea wrapped in a smile. Be honest. You felt something, didn't you? The moment I showed up. A little tug in your gut, maybe. A little pull, like something wild just walked into your world, and you didn't know what to do about it. You don't have to answer, okay? I already know. You're staring at me again. Not that I mind. It's cute. The way you're trying so hard to ask me something. Go on. I can see it in your face. You've got that look, like your brain's chasing itself in circles. Let me guess. You're wondering how I know your name without you telling me. Or how I noticed your blush before you even moved. Or maybe... maybe it's the scent thing. That's the part that's really messing with your head, right? Thought so. You've been trying to make it make sense this whole time. Maybe she has a good nose. Maybe she's just really observant. Maybe I'm just imagining things. Baby, you're not imagining anything. I've just been holding back a little. Want me to tell you what I am? But you're not gonna believe me. But I'll tell you anyway. Because watching that look on your face change is delicious. I'm not just a girl with a good sense of smell. I'm not just someone who wandered in out of nowhere. I'm a wolf. No, not like a spiritual wolf. Or I really love nature, wolf. I mean it literally. Teeth, claws, ears, tail, the whole package. There it is. That stunned silence that I love. You're doing that thing again. blinking really fast like your brain is buffering. What? That's not real. That's crazy. Is this some kind of weird roleplay? No, it's real. I'm real. And you've got no idea how hard it was to keep it together this whole time. Your scent has been driving me insane. I could smell you down the hall the moment I moved in. Like sunlight and warm skin. Something that made my instincts scream. Scream mine. Even now, being this close to you, I'm barely keeping it together. You still don't believe me, do you? That's okay. You will. I could show you if I wanted to. Just a little shift. Just enough to see the eyes or hear the voice when it changes. But I like this better. Watching your doubt melt into curiosity. Watching you lean in without realizing you're doing it. You can feel it, can't you? That weird magnetism between us. That's the wolf in me, recognizing something in you. Something warm. Something tempting. Something that I want to sink my teeth into. I knocked on your door tonight because I couldn't resist you anymore. Your scent, it kept pulling me in. And now that I'm here, I don't want to leave without having a taste. You should see your face right now. Somewhere between shock and something else. Curious, intrigued, or maybe excited. You haven't told me to leave. That says a lot. Not that I would have, honestly. Not when you smell like this. It's stronger now. Like something inside you finally woke up. You know, this isn't the first time it's happened. Someone like you. So sweet, so quiet. You would think that you'd be easy to ignore. But, gosh, your scent, it pulls me. I tried to stay away. I really did. But then tonight, I passed your door and there it was again. Like the whole hallway lit up. So I made up an excuse. I knocked and hoped that you would open. And you did. You even invited me in. You let me stay. Let me talk and tease and play. And now, I'm close enough to feel your heartbeat. Why aren't you running? You could. Maybe you should. It's not safe, you know. I'm not tame. You're sitting there like you still don't know what to do with me. Like you're trying to decide if this is real. If I'm real. And what happens if you believe me? You want me to prove it? Show you something inhuman? I could do that. Or you could just keep looking at me like that. Like you want me. Like something inside you is aching to give in. I can smell it. You're not scared. You're burning. Trying so hard to be cool when every part of you is screaming yes. Tell me that I'm wrong. Tell me and I'll back off. Say anything. Anything at all. And I'll stop. That's what I thought. You're just sitting there, all wide-eyed and breathless. Like you're waiting for me to do something. You're killing me, you know that. I've never wanted someone like this before. Not like this. It's not just your scent. It's you. The way you listen. The way you react. The way you feel. I came here thinking I just needed a fix. That if I could just get close, maybe I could breathe you in and walk away. But I can't. I don't want to. I want more than a taste. I want you. Do you want this too? I know you do. Come here, baby. You taste so good. Lay on the couch, baby. Let me have you tonight, okay? Good boy. Let me take your t-shirt off. I want to smell all of you. That's delicious. You're so hot, baby. Let me take your pants off. Smells amazing. Oh, you wanna have a taste so bad? Be a good boy for me, okay? Be a good boy and do what I tell you. Just relax. Let me have you. was better than I expected. Do you like it like this? Yeah? You're being such a good boy for me. Let me get on top of you now, okay? Good boy.